Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, 9-8, more on the relations between landlord and tenant for an agricultural situation. So here we have a Makabos Hadam Mechavero. The farmer takes possession as a choker, as a tenant farmer specifically, and it's Lezara Sorim. The contemplated relationship is that the farmer will be cultivating barley. Sorim is barley. Lo Yezer Enachitim, says the Mishnah, so then the farmer may not, instead of barley, cultivate wheat. Now, this isn't really for some sort of principled reason. It's rather that the barley takes less out of the earth, depletes the resources of the field less than wheat does. And since the agreement as a choker is a fixed price, in other words, they agreed from the beginning that the farmer would give, let's say, 10 bushels of wheat to the landlord. So the landlord figured out, based he's agreeable to that price based on the amount of depletion that his field will have to suffer. But if the farmer goes and cultivates wheat, there'll be more resources depleted, and he's still getting the same fixed amount, so 10 bushels of barley. So that's a bad deal for him, so therefore the tenant may not do it. On the flip side, chitim, if the original agreement was that the landlord agreed to receive 10 bushels of wheat, and therefore we thought that the farmer would cultivate wheat, yizar'ena sa'orim, the farmer is permitted to cultivate barley. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's still going to have to pay his 10 bushels of wheat, even though he cultivated barley. He'll just have to go buy that wheat from, the market. So the landlord's getting paid either way, and the cost he's incurring in terms of the depletion of his field's resources is less, because barley takes less from the field than the wheat does. Therefore, you're allowed to do it because the landlord is a winner. Now, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oser, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. He says, listen, there's more than just, the basic economics of what happens in this particular year, because depending on what was grown last year, the landlord might want some sort of crop rotation or not crop rotation, meaning to alternate or not alternate what was grown last year, because that will contribute to the long-term productivity of the field. Therefore, you might have other opinions about other considerations besides just simply what's the most profitable in this particular year, and therefore it's forbidden. The Mishnah goes on to say, similarly, if tavua, the original deal was that the farmer would cultivate grains, cereals. So then lo yizer ena kitnis, he can't go and raise other kinds of legumes like beans and peas, because those deplete the land further than the landlord expected. And if it's a chakira situation, and from the beginning the deal was he's getting a fixed amount of wheat, the landlord won't be agreeable to having these legumes growing on his field and depleting the field's resources. Kitnis, however, if the deal was kitnis from the beginning, yizer ena tavua, says Tanakama, the farmer could cultivate cereals, grain instead, because that's less demanding on the field. And again, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oser, he says, no, you can't just change up from the agreement, because the landlord might have ideas about, crop rotation and what happened last year, etc. Now, the halacha, loosely speaking, is like the Tanakama, meaning that in theory, the tenant could change things up as long as it's only to the benefit of the landlord. That said, obviously, everything depends really on, what the contract said. So if there was a contract that stipulated what the farmer's going to grow, then, of course, he has to follow through on that. It also depends on what's normative, in that society, what's to be expected. So again, that would govern as well. So in real life, it's hard to say what would really, really be halacha l'maisa.